This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton in studio with Ashley Thornburg and Main Street Eats Sue Balcom.
Sue, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.
August 3rd, National Watermelon Day. Okay, this is my new favorite day of the year.
I love watermelon.
I would subtitle this, Eat the Whole Thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And I didn't realize how many people really like the rind of the watermelon.
Oh, my mother made watermelon pickles every summer.
That's why I selected watermelon as a topic, because I love watermelon pickles. I make lots and lots of watermelon pickles every year, and now I'm including more rind all the time.
I'm seeing them in restaurants now.
Oh, shucks. They're not mine, though, are they?
Not yet.
Not yet. I like that.
Gotta get them in that North Dakota Farmers Union restaurant in D.C., maybe.
Oh, that would be a good idea. Because somebody told me mine looked like the kind that you would give to the county fair to be judged. They have a little extra piece of celery and a little carrot in there and a green pepper sliver.
So you sell them in a mason jar with a little blue ribbon.
Oh, gosh. That's a great idea. I'm going to put that
there.
Blue ribbon on there.
Balcom's blue ribbon pickles.
Pickles, yeah. Because, you know,
you get alliteration?
There are people that have never heard of watermelon pickles, and so they're like, what? And I said, you know, it's kind of like a dill pickle explosion in your mouth. Because they're not as tough as a pickle, and they soak up a lot of juice. I drink the juice and everything. And that juice is naturally fermented, so it's very good for you. But watermelon's really good for you, too.
Well, let's get a little background. Watermelon, what is it?
Oh, well, you know, it's pretty funny that people would call it a vegetable just because it grows in a garden. But apparently, there's this controversy. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? It's absolutely a fruit. And it's very sweet, too. So I never understood why people put salt on watermelon. Have you ever seen that?
I do that occasionally.
I did not.
If it's not as good of a watermelon, I'll kind of put a little salt on it.
Well, here's my secret. If you buy a watermelon and it's not very good, then you pickle it. Because you like it to be a little firmer when you're doing that. And watermelons are readily available here probably starting in April and will continue. Right now is when you should be looking at your farmer's market for locally grown watermelon.
Well, let's talk about that, because you want to look for certain characteristics in a watermelon.
Big.
To know that it's going to be good.
Well, big is what you see in a supermarket.
Yeah, right. But even just black spot to look for,
yep,
right?
Yep, the flat spot that's kind of golden colored on the bottom means it was probably ripened in the field. There's also that point where it's connected to the plant that gives a little bit from pressure. All melons, you can kind of press that down, and if it's soft, then that means it's probably got to be eaten sooner than later.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I've never found a watermelon that I didn't like, but there are several, you know, different kinds of watermelons. There's the picnic watermelon, which are usually those great big slicer ones with lots of seeds to spit.
Well, that's the contest thing.
The contest thing, right. And then there's little mini watermelons. And the Germans did a lot of pickling. And so they would grow those smaller personal-sized watermelons, which actually aren't quite as big as the ones in the grocery store. But they would just throw those whole things in a barrel and pickle them. So you would get a watermelon that was actually just one large pickle, slice it up and have it with your strudels.
So like most vegetables, there are lots of different varieties.
Yes, there are lots of different varieties.
Most fruits,
and different,
too.
Right,
excuse me.
Right. I'm thinking, wait, didn't we verify that was already
over
a fruit?
This?
There's more and more seedless watermelons that are also coming into vogue, and those are not genetically modified. They're bred. They're hybrid vegetables. They're a hybrid fruit. And that little white thing in there is just an empty seed, which means they probably wouldn't reproduce again. But, you know, there's yellow, there's cream-colored watermelons, there's the golden watermelon. The ones we grow around here are usually the ones with the really red flesh, which isn't always indicative of whether they're sweet or not. The sweet ones are the ones that are vine-ripened for sure.
Now, didn't a few years ago I see photographs of cube-shaped watermelons. That maybe were those from Japan or something?
Yes, and they created a whole industry out of that. They wanted to make them cube-shaped so they'd fit in their refrigerator better.
Well, and
they wouldn't roll out on the floor.
And you can ship more of them. There is an efficiency, although then you bang up your corners. But
well, and it's kind of odd, but that would require that you'd go out in your field and put them in a cage, and then that way they grow to the shape of the cage. Okay. You can do that with pumpkins, and you can do it with cucumbers too if you so desire to. You can scar the flesh, and then when they grow up really big, they'll have like creepy words on them for Halloween and stuff like that. pumpkins, not
watermelons. Well, there's an ancient civilization too that did board pressing on heads.
Oh,
flatten their faces. So you can do it to people. Don't.
Let's not go there, okay? Because I had a thought in my mind, but yeah, whatever. But yes, they get a higher price for those watermelons that are shaped. And if you have mold, you can make them look like faces if you so desire. And then you can put them on top of a stick and dress them up, and they can be a scarecrow in your garden, I guess. But they can be very big also. Like there was a watermelon in 2013 grown in Tennessee that weighed 350 pounds, which is the size of a linebacker on a football field.
That's almost like that pumpkin contest. Of course, those get over a ton, I think.
Right, and I can't imagine because, as you know, the inside of a watermelon is softer than the pumpkin. You would think that it would just kind of crush itself after a while. But, a slice of that would go a long ways. And it is good for you and very refreshing because, as the name indicates, they are 95% water.
Yeah.
So they are a good summertime fruit. And that was one of the things that the Germans from Russia would grow in their bastans, which were great big field gardens. You know, like if they planted wheat, they ran out of seed and they had like a little corner somewhere. They would go out and throw cucumbers and watermelon seeds and pumpkin seeds and then just let it go. And then they'd come back in the fall and whatever was there was there.
Okay, if they were Scandinavian, that'd be a smorgasbord.
That's right, a garden board, smorgasbord. But I interviewed somebody, and the story they told me was when they were kids, they would go out to the field when their parents were gone, and they would cut a square hole, and pull a chunk of that watermelon out, eat the inside, and put that back. So their parents wouldn't know they were out there eating watermelon.
Until they picked the watermelon.
Right. Oh, this one's a little light, Ma. I don't know what's wrong with the watermelon this year.
I did that once with a half gallon of ice cream. I made like a hydraulic fractured it.
to hide your thievery.
Did, yeah.
Well, and I've also
very effective.
Heard that you can punch holes in them and put like vodka in them. And then you have drunken watermelons.
Yeah.
So
I've heard of that one, yes.
Yeah. Never tried that. But
And then they turn themselves into their own water pitcher, too.
Oh, yeah.
You just put the spout on the bottom.
You've seen the fancy boats they carve out of them and fill them with other kinds of fruit. So watermelons are pretty versatile and fairly easy to grow. And they're full of lycopenes, which is really good for prostate cancer and lung cancer and stomach cancer. So, you know, it's something good. Good for you and good for your kids.
Well, and I've noticed, too, in a lot of especially like health food stores and places that are selling smoothies, watermelon is a key ingredient on any sort of after meal digestion aid.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That, and they also can be made into jelly and salsa. You can make watermelon salsa. That is a refreshing sort of pico de gallo sort of thing.
Mm.
And I do love salsa. But on a final note here, they are the official state vegetable of Oklahoma.
Well, there we are back to that debate.
Perfect.
Right. And so
I've had a lot of veggies in my day then.
They passed that. Yeah, that would be get your 5 cups of vegetables a day that
easy.
Way. But they passed that in 2007 and then somebody contested that. The reason they couldn't make it the official fruit of Oklahoma is because strawberry had already beaten them to the punch. So they settled for watermelon as a vegetable. Take it or leave it. Eat more watermelon.
We check in with Sue Balcom for Main Street Eats every Thursday on Main Street.